Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh, Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Baylor transfer Matthew Meyer has committed to Illinois.
What?
Per his Instagram page.
Are you... Oh, yeah! Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Hans, never mind tipping it to you, buddy. Can you hit the drink button again? You know, I've kind of forgotten about Hans D already. It's not very nice of me, is it? Hey, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper. Lante, no Derek Piper. He is on assignment today doing his basketball thing. Trevor Valise is in the house with me. Early show today, early off, as the Cardinals and the Rays. Is it the Tampa Rays?
Yeah, Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. They change. It seems like teams change every other year, and I just kind of call them what I remember them.
Well, they used to be the Devil Rays.
The Devil Rays, that's right.
But then they took out Devil because there was like a sweeping movement to take out bad words. Like, well, what used to be the Washington Bullets.
Oh, that's right.
And then they pivoted to Wizards because it seemed bad to have
correct
your team name be a weapon.
The Bullets. And Gilbert Arenas actually brought a gun
in. Yeah,
into
right
the arena. Yeah, that's not good. So the Villa Grove Blue Devils, they kind of stuck it out. They've made it through the first censorship, I guess.
Okay. We'll see what round they get taken out at.
When that happens.
I've been waiting for the Blackhawks logo to be canceled for
a decade now.
But. Yeah.
We got the Guardians, of course. That's rolling
Guardians
right along.
It's hard for me to call them that. I'm still getting used to it.
Just Cleveland.
But at least it's different enough that I don't trip up on it.
No, I totally agree with that.
Like, that's a different enough word that I'm never going to accidentally say Indians instead of Guardians.
Right. No, I think that's fair.
So at least there's that.
I think that's fair. All right. A few things. We're going to kind of hodgepodge things today. No really, I guess, agenda in terms of talking Illinois basketball, Illinois football. It's, yeah, exactly.
In early June.
Exactly.
It's a one-hour show, and we're down a guy.
Yeah. We're down a guy.
What you're getting today is a mishmash of things and stuff.
You're getting a bullpen. You're getting a bullpen game today out of the Drive with Tay and Piper. Count me one that's excited for this series against the Rays, and I don't know why. I think it's just because I was excited to get that. First of all, the Cardinals and Cubs hadn't played all year. So to have that, it kind of came along at the right time. And let me tell you this. You know how you fall into like dog days of summer? I know we're not there yet, but certainly with the Cardinals, you know, they've just been going along, and there's been so many, you know, like injuries to O'Neill and Carlson, and now Donovan's up, and now this guy's up, and here comes Gorman, and Flaherty's hurt, and this and that. And it's almost like it's just every night or every day, it seemed like a different thing for the Cardinals. And then all of a sudden, a series came along with the Cubs. Now, was it too long? 5 games? Yeah, I don't like those. I think 4 should be plenty. You've got plenty of time the rest of the year to make up a game that was rained out between the Cubs and Cardinals. But it is what it is. It kind of rejuvenized me. Is that? No, that's not a word.
Revitalized?
That's it, maybe. It kind of got me going again on Cardinals baseball. Like, and all it takes, Trevor.
Rejuvenated.
Yeah, that's it. I've told you this 100 times. I can go into a series with the Cubs, and the Cardinals could be 30-60 or 60-30, and it takes me like 3 pitches to remember why I hate the Cubs. And it's just it's in me.
And the Cardinals have literally never been 30-60. So that's an easy reason for me to hate the Cardinals.
And I get it on the other end with the Cubs. I mean, it's just, you know, you sit there, and I always hear people talk about this, and I totally agree. It's a very cool rivalry. And there's so many. I mean, we are the epitome of this Cardinals-Cubs rivalry where we live, because even in this little town of Philo, Illinois, I guarantee you it's like 50-50 Cubs-Cardinals fans. And I think that's awesome. You and I could go across to the Philo Tavern right now and start asking people who they pull for. There might be a couple that don't root for the Cubs and Cardinals, but it'd be very unlikely. And then I guarantee you half the bar would be Cubs, half the bar would be Cardinals. And so I think that's really cool. And yes, I do feel like it's a friendly rivalry. I think we all get along. We like to jab each other, but we don't ever take it too far, right? I can sense if you're not happy with something with the Cubs and Cardinals, and I'm sure you can sense with me, and we just kind of let it go where it's at. You made your point. But it's something about that series that just kind of got me going again. And now, of course, you know, I want to be a usher down in Tampa. I mean, that's going to be my job when I retire down with the Rays. So I need them to stay in Tampa. But it's just something about playing an American League team. They're playing the Rays. I'm actually pretty geeked up for this three-game series between the Cardinals and Rays. Now, I'm sure you're equally geeked up.
That's cool, because it's
about the Cubs Orioles.
It's the worst stadium in the league. And...
Oh, it totally is. Although it's unlimited pop for $10.
Is it really?
It used to be.
Okay.
When the boys and I went, I'm like, what do we got here? I'll take a Bud Light. And they were younger, and I'm like, they both wanted a Mountain Dew. So I'm like, what do we do? And the guy goes, you can buy this cup for $10. They can get as much pop as they want. I'm like, well, let's do it. Let's get them hyped up on pop today. So that was kind of a cool thing. There were little areas along that stadium that they could just literally go and fill up with pop, which I thought was kind of cool. It's like Santa Claus, Indiana or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do anything you can to keep the people coming.
Absolutely.
So, a Cubs Orioles is going to be electric. It's also a two-game series with a day off wedged on both sides of it.
Oh.
So it's only tonight and tomorrow night at Camden Yards. I am a little bit interested because I haven't watched a minute of Orioles baseball this year to see.
Right.
A lot of people are talking about how they've brought in
that new catcher.
Well, yeah, Adley Rutschman. He's the second prospect. But they brought in the fence. Remember, they changed the dimensions.
Oh, that's right.
And everybody's mad about it. And I don't really know why. I guess
it's
reduced home runs so far by like 60%.
And they brought him in?
Or maybe they took it out. I'm not sure what they did.
Oh, I was going to say that didn't make any
Either
sense.
Either that or it's improved home runs.
Okay.
One way or the other, there's a stat that is telling you that whatever they did has maybe had more of an influence on balls at Camden Yards than they had intended.
Does Boog Powell still have his barbecue place in right field, behind right field?
I have no idea.
I think he does. Now, there is a cool article that I read maybe about 2 months ago about how Comiskey Park, back in the day, that the White Sox made a decision to bring the fences in, I believe is how it worked, because they had guys like Greg Luzinski and guys that could hit bombs, essentially, and the park was too big. So they did a cool story on that, and you would have to – it may have been in Sports Illustrated, but it was – you might have to Google it sometime just to find out. But it's a really cool story about how a young intern had mentioned to Bill Veeck, I believe, if I'm correct there on the ownership, about how he's not utilizing – like, for instance, your era would have loved this because this was essentially sabermetrics before it would even thought about it. This was like 40 years ago or whatever. Or no, it'd be more than that. It'd be like 50, 60 years ago. But this young intern was essentially saying, you're not utilizing your lineup as well as you should because your lineup is built for homers and you play in the hardest park to hit a home run. And so they literally rebuilt the stadium and brought the outfield walls in. It's a really cool article.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
When there's no...
Totally agree.
I'm not complaining. I'm not old man yelling at cloud here, but I do find it odd.
I can't wait until you are.
Yeah, I definitely
because I'm kind of watching you grow up.
I
can't wait because Piper's starting to get that way. I can't wait until you're that old man yelling.
Definitely will be. There was a storm like a week ago, and I almost went outside to look at it, but I had to stop myself because, like Trev, you're 24.
Man, that looks like a tornado coming right at us.
You don't need to be doing that until you're at least 40. I just think it's ridiculous that there's no standard for ballparks.
It is weird.
Now, I would imagine there's some standard. Like, if you tried to bring the walls in to 200 feet, they'd probably stop you.
Right.
But, I mean, all these home runs are hit at Great American Ballpark in Cincy, and they say, well, that's because it's a hitter's park.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? Like, what? Like,
and Busch Stadium's hard to hit home runs.
Right.
I mean, it's one of the hardest.
Could you imagine if, I don't know, the Bulls were playing at the Memphis Grizzlies, and they made zero threes that night because the three-point rims are 10 feet higher in Memphis or something. Like, it just doesn't, it doesn't make any sense.
Now that you think about it, I've never really thought of it that way because NBA, all the courts are the same. All the football fields are the same.
Well, the Flames give up more goals than anybody because the crease is twice as wide
now
in
there,
Calgary.
There have been a couple of hockey rinks that were a little bit bigger. Mm. I know that's happened in the past. In fact, I think the Blues at the old stadium used to kind of be that way. They had a little bit longer or something of ice. But you're right. In baseball, whereas, of course, the bases are the same.
Sure.
Pitcher's mound is the same.
And I guess you could argue, like, AstroTurf versus grass for a football field matters.
True.
Or, you know, if the football field is really worn down and there's a bunch of divots, it matters.
It's a good point.
But it still doesn't feel like the same amount of an intentional effect as a baseball stadium that sets out. I mean, heck, you've got rules where in baseball – if a natural piece of the environment is somehow in play, it's like a ground rule double, like if it hits into the ivy.
Exactly.
So if I were an owner, I'd just plant like a redwood tree in the middle of center field, and any time a pop-up landed in the tree, it'd be a ground rule double for my team.
That's ground rule double. Well, Tampa,
right?
If you hit the roof or hit the catwalk, then it's a double, I believe. But I think you can still catch it.
I don't know about that.
I believe that.
Okay.
I'll have to Google that at the break, but I'm thinking.
So it's a double if it ricochets off but lands uncaught?
That's a good question.
But then if it is caught, it's an out?
Let me Google that at the break. Okay. I want to talk about. Okay. Speaking of Tampa, by the way.
Back to Cardinals Rays.
Well, Joe Maddon, who used to coach the Rays and, of course, coached the Cubbies to a World Series title, now with the Angels until today. Now he's out. What do you think? I was always a guy, and listen, I'm going to tell you this. Right from the get-go, it's because Maddon was a Cardinal football fan. He loved the Arizona, he loves the Cardinals football team, and he always said that he would love to coach the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team. And in my mind, I always put him in that little group of managers like Tony La Russa, right? I consider him old school kind of approach. He's kind of got that kind of style, if you will. So, and then all of a sudden with the Cubs, he was completely different. Like, he was, you know, I mean, just everything was completely different. He never had the same lineup. He would always juggle that around with the Cubbies. But, of course, he did get the ultimate success, I guess, with the Cubs. But what do you think of Joe Maddon? And, of course, the idea, the Angels, who I thought were doing pretty well, but, of course, they've lost 12 straight, I believe is the number. And now, all of a sudden, they find themselves, what's 8.5 behind Houston.
They were in first place.
That's crazy.
When I left for Michigan like
wow
12 days ago.
And now they're 27-29.
8.5 games back.
That is crazy. So all of a sudden, you know, they're just going downhill in a hurry, and that's what will happen when you lose 12 straight. So, you know, it's just one of those situations where they get rid of Joe Maddon. Phil Nevin has been named the interim manager.
He was a great hitter. A good hitter, right?
Great hitter. Okay. I think he has the all-time college hitting streak, Phil Nevin.
Interesting.
Another one of those stupid tidbits that you always remember. I don't know why.
Credit to you.
I don't think that's right, though, because I think that was the kid that got punched by Nolan Ryan that played for the White Sox.
Ventura?
Yeah, I think Robin Ventura's got the all-time. Oh. I'm going to look that up as well while you're talking. So give me your thoughts on Joe Maddon losing his job.
Yeah, it's weird. I think you aptly described it or summarized it as he's a very confusing personality because it seems like – I don't know if it's a good way to summarize it, but it's almost like he's the most liberal conservative you've ever met or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like he both has very old school notions of the game and seems like one of those guys who's been around it 100 years.
Yes.
But then at the same time, specifically with the Cubs, seemed very new school
in
some of his approaches. He would do things like, you know, he'd lock them out of batting practice. Like he'd literally lock them out of the stadium and wouldn't let them in until 20 minutes before
first
pitch.
That's weird, because he didn't want them worrying about it.
Because he wanted to keep them fresh. And,
yeah.
You know, I give him credit for some of that stuff, because I definitely think that for baseball specifically, not to get too philosophical, but for baseball specifically, it's such a long everyday grind.
Yes.
That I personally would find it extremely monotonous and boring if my leader didn't do something to switch things up.
And, would agree.
So he was always doing things like, you know, road trips were themed where they'd go and pick out outfits for their road trip and they'd have a theme, or, you know, it was whatever you'd call it, Legion Day or whatever, where they couldn't get in until right before first pitch. And so he had all these different things going on that maybe to the outside, and I would certainly understand and sympathize with this because if it was the Cardinals manager doing it, I'd hate it. Maybe to the outside, it was a bit annoying.
Yeah.
The whole shtick of like, oh, look at that. Joe Maddon brought a cobra snake into the locker room today and they won. There goes Joe being Joe. And it's like, okay, I don't really know how much that had to do with them winning that game. But it is weird, though, just first of all, what you were saying on the dichotomy of him being more of an old school, like, hippie.
Right.
He lives in an RV. Well, he doesn't live in it, but he has an RV, and he drives to spring training and just lives out of it for the entirety of spring training. But then at the same time, he also has very new school approaches to something. So, yeah, he was always
a wine drinker, not a beer drinker.
Yeah, big wine guy. He has a restaurant across from Wrigley.
That's cool.
I think. Maybe it closed once he got fired. I don't know. Technically, he didn't get fired, by the way.
He just kind
moved
of,
on.
I was going to say, just kind
this
of moved
time
on.
He's clearly been fired because it's mid-season.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I feel like 10 years ago, because he had a really good stint with the Rays, right? Where the Rays were just one of those organizations that just stunk.
No doubt.
Sort of like Baylor basketball in a way, where they were just like the butt of every Big 12 joke for decades, and then Scott Drew comes in there and turns them around. I'm not saying Maddon necessarily did it to that miraculous of a level, but
right.
I mean, they won 97 games his third year in Tampa and lost in the World Series to the Phillies. I don't think anyone would have even thought the Devil Rays would ever reach the World Series.
Exactly.
Let alone in less than his third year in charge. So I'm not saying he's not a good manager. I would say, however, that the past decade seems like, I don't know, in hindsight, I think he's less of a commodity as people might have once viewed him as.
That's fair.
And I'm not saying that this
kind of lost the luster.
Yeah, I'm not saying this Angels thing is solely his fault.
Mm-hmm.
I will point out that when you have a healthy Mike Trout, a healthy Shohei Ohtani, and really no pitching injuries, I don't see how you could possibly be eight games out already.
Would agree.
So I don't know how much is specifically on him, but you have to put a certain amount of the blame on something like that. But it just, I don't know, like when the Cubs poached him from Tampa, because remember, his contract was not up in Tampa. The Tampa GM left to become the GM of the Dodgers. And there was a loophole in Joe Maddon's contract that said if Friedman ever leaves as your GM, you are allowed to leave as the coach, even though your contract isn't up.
I forgot about that.
So that's what Theo Epstein was able to do to get him away from Tampa. So he wasn't even technically – his contract wasn't up in Tampa when he left.
Okay.
But at that moment, it sure seemed like – I think it was Ken Rosenthal who reported – Joe Maddon is technically like a free agent manager right now.
That's crazy.
And I think, at least in my memory, it was almost a decade ago now, which is also crazy, but I think in my memory it was like 20 teams wanted him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the guy.
I wanted him.
He was this weird combo of new era and old school.
I wanted him to replace La Russa.
He'd rebuilt Tampa. Not even rebuilt. He just built Tampa.
He did.
He had really, really, really high markings. Whenever they did one of those like – the players anonymously rank managers, he was always one or two.
That's
because
cool.
The guys just loved him.
Right.
So when the Cubs got him, it felt like you just stole away like the best manager in baseball or one of the best managers in baseball.
And he did it.
Now a decade later, and I'm not taking anything away from the fact that, look, he did what he was brought in to do. And I will repeat that for any comment anyone has to make about trading away Eloy Jimenez for Jose Quintana. Granted, that was the next season, but still.
Right.
Trading away Gleyber Torres for Aroldis Chapman. You know, you can come at me with anything you want. Any complaint you want to file about the 2015 to 2018 Cubs, I get it. But they did it. Look,
they did it.
So, like, I'm not going to look back and say Joe Maddon was not important to that or anything like that. But I just think it's interesting that in 2013, when he was released, more or less, he was, like, the hottest commodity in sports.
No doubt.
Or in baseball, at least. And now, 9 years later, he's being fired midseason and is he going to get another job? I don't know.
I don't either.
I mean, he had a really rocky final 3 years with the Cubs where they lost in the NLCS immediately. They lost in the NL wild card to the Rockies immediately, and then they didn't even make the postseason.
Right.
He gets quote-unquote fired even though he steps away or whatever. Gets hired by the Angels where he originally was from. He was on the California Angels bench staff, so you'd think that would make sense. They add Shohei Ohtani, this incredible two-way player who was maybe going to go to the Yankees. He's convinced to go to the Angels. Now Joe Maddon's his manager. There's a lot of kumbaya stuff there. Mike Trout is healthy again. They add guys like Noah Syndergaard. Yep. They add guys like Anthony Rendon to their lineup.
Yep.
And they're just bad again.
And it's crazy because then you sit there and think, and by the way, Robin Ventura, 58-game hitting streak, longest in college. But you sit there and you think to yourself, how much of it is Madden, right?
I mean, hard to know.
It's amazing to me that the Angels will spend possibly an entire career of maybe the best player, at least in the modern era, that's played, right? I mean, there's arguments. Look, I'm not going to go down that path.
The stats say he's the best ever.
Right. The war and all that.
But for someone who's seen Babe Ruth, I know they're probably not alive now. I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, Mike Trout's war is higher, so you're not right.
Or even Albert Pujols.
Sure.
Like, what I saw those the first 11 years out of Albert Pujols were, and Barry Bonds. I've seen Barry Bonds. I've seen Ken Griffey Jr. I saw Frank Thomas. I mean, I've seen so many good players. And Mike Trout is right there with him when you look at the war and you look at the stats and you look at that.
Tony Gwynn could go like 0 for 600 and still be have a better batting average than Mike Trout has right now in his career. So there are other...
There are things. But to think that you have one of the top, let's say, five players in the modern era or top three players in the modern era, and you're never going to make the playoffs. I mean, granted, they could still make it this year. They could still make it here in the next few years. But and then... On top of that, you add Ohtani, who essentially had a Babe Ruth year last year where he hit, 40-plus bombs, plus he won how many baseball games, and that's kind of what Ruth did back in the day. So you look at that, and then you think to yourself, well, they're not going to make the playoffs again. And it's like, is that – I don't know how you'd put this question out there, but
– It's got to be one of the most
– It'd be like having Michael Jordan
– Yeah. And Larry Bird or something. I don't
and
know.
And not making the playoffs.
Right.
It just doesn't
now, baseball is a little bit different for the majority of their postseasons, now it's been expanded. But,
right.
You know, you have maybe six teams trying to get in.
Well, look, and Trout bats four times a game. Right. And Ohtani, if he's pitching, that makes a difference. But otherwise,
whereas Jordan
and Bird could have the ball every time down the court. So I get that. But yet, you sit there and you think you have in Ohtani and Trout – two of the top 10 players in baseball right now.
Two generational talents.
Yes, and you're not going to make the playoffs, and you've lost 12 straight games.
Again. Right? This was where when you said, I think the Angels will finally do it this year, I'm not digging at you.
You didn't believe me.
I'm like, well, for the last 7 or 8 years, I've seen them fall on their face every chance they've got.
Exactly.
And then they come out to a hot start, and I'm like, shoot, maybe Lon was right. Maybe they're finally, after a decade of insignificance with Mike Trout, maybe they're finally putting it together.
Some people play the same lottery numbers every day of their life.
And then they lose 12 in a row. So again, I don't know how much of that is on Madden.
Right.
As a separate note, I think it's worth discussing, is the Angels last decade one of the most disappointing decades a franchise in sports history has ever had?
I think that's the perfect way to say it.
It's such a large argument. Somebody could say the Pirates from the 80s, and I would be okay, I don't, you know.
I mean, there's another guy in the news today that I want to talk about next, and I know it's one of your guys. You're like, ugh. But Aaron Rodgers. It'd be like saying, well, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played the game, but the Packers never made the playoffs. You know, now we do argue that he's only won one Super Bowl.
Sure, but he's made the playoffs every year.
Every year.
Now, have there been multiple heartbreaking disappointments where they're the one seed and they lose immediately? Yes.
No doubt.
But we don't even have that track record with the Angels. We aren't even sitting here saying, man, every year they win 95 games in the regular season. They're the one seed in the AL. And every year Mike Trout goes 0 for 12 in the ALCS and loses. You know, they literally have made it once in his career.
They played three games in the playoffs.
And it was a three-game sweep that they lost.
Ugh.
That's it.
It
he has zero postseason wins in his 12-year MLB career. And
It makes no sense.
They had to change something, and I guess the manager's the easy thing to change.
That's the way to go.
Again, I don't know. I'll be interested to see how Madden is viewed as a commodity once we hit the next baseball offseason. Like, let's say the Sox continue to kind of flounder and don't do well with La Russa. Do they make a run at Madden? Do they even want to?
Or do they go
to
more new school?
Right. Do they even want to now with the fact that from 2017 to 2020, Joe Madden has barely had an above 500 season? And he got fired twice, basically.
That's fair.
So, to wrap it up, in my opinion, I don't know. My opinion of him has changed a little bit just because of what he was unable to do after that Cubs World Series, and obviously what he was unable to do with the Angels. But at the same time, I'm always going to have like a soft spot in my heart for him because he and won my team a World Series.
You absolutely
should. You know, like, I'm never, ever going to be like, man, if I ever see Joe Maddon in public, you know, screw him for only winning one or something. Like, I just wouldn't be that way.
Do you still have that soft spot for Jason Hayward, or is that something where he's going to have to retire for 10 years and then you'll look back and say, okay,
yeah,
well.
I don't have that much because his contribution was an intangible off-the-field speech.
Now, that we don't even know occurred.
Don't
right?
get me wrong. Like, maybe it was the greatest, you know, 10 minutes a human has ever spoken to other humans.
Is there a recording of this? Or,
no.
You know?
I can't wait for the movie in like 10 years, and it's going to be ridiculous.
It's like, really?
No, I don't have that much goodwill built up with him.
Yeah, that's fair. So. That's totally fair. Hey, I want to take you real quick through the standings in baseball. Kind of cool in the Central Division. The Cardinals a half game behind the Brewers, but the Brewers have actually played one more game. They're 33-23. The Cardinals 32-23. So the Cardinals right there, obviously, with Milwaukee, which is encouraging. Pirates 7 back, Cubs 9.5 back. The Reds all of a sudden catching fire. They're only 13 back. In the West, the Dodgers.
The Pirates yeah. are 2.5 games ahead of the Cubs.
That's crazy.
They actually haven't been that bad.
They're 4 games under 500. That's it. 24-28.
They won the season series against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They took 2 of 3 from the Dodgers both times they played them.
But get this. So the Brewers, they're plus minus, right? We like to look at that, and that's basically how many runs. If you win a game 6-0, you've got a plus 6. The Brewers are plus 26 in this division.
Okay, that's good.
Cardinals are plus 54.
That's really good.
The Pirates are minus 75, and the Cubs are minus 13. So that almost tells you the Cubs are just having bad luck.
That's definitely one of those more quote-unquote advanced stats that would tell you. Now, that doesn't always, you know.
No.
Maybe the Pirates continue to do that, and the story of their season is somehow they finished third despite having a bad run differential.
Basically, they win 2-1 one night and lose 10-0 the next. You know, you can look at it like that.
The narrative or the way you read into that, infer it, is that if they're losing that badly some nights, surely at some point they're going to have to start losing even the close ones.
Right.
Because that tells you they're a bad team, but maybe not.
That's just amazing. I had a couple of U of I Illini like texts come in. 217 said the Mariners had Randy Johnson, Griffey, Buehner. Buehner was so good. A-Rod and Edgar Martinez hit like a million homers in pinball table called the Kingdom. And except for 95, which was a crazy miracle, they never made the playoffs until after they got rid of A-Rod, Big Unit, Griffey. And then not again until like 2001. Good call.
Not again since 2001.
Wow.
They haven't made the postseason in 20 years.
That's amazing. Jay Buehner,
that is a good example.
Man, that dude, Edgar Martinez, was an unbelievable hitter. And then Coach Baker says the Angels' lack of postseason appearances has to hurt their fan base even more when you compare them to the franchise on the other side of town and the Dodgers' postseason success. That's very true. We mentioned yesterday the Dodgers hadn't won a World Series since 88. Which is very strange, you know. I mean, with the kind of payroll they always have, but
they were making NLCSs, but they weren't getting to the World Series and weren't winning it until
they weren't getting there
until they finally did.
Yep.
So I don't know. Again, to me, it's just the fact that they haven't made the playoffs. It's not that we're talking about playoff disappointments. You and I could talk until the cows come home about playoff disappointments for any sport, a variety of teams. But how many examples do you have of a team that have supposedly two of the greatest players to ever play the game on the team at the same time?
Not many.
And they literally aren't making the playoffs.
That's crazy.
I mean, it tells you right there how much of a, if you want to show a group of kids trying to learn how to play baseball a PowerPoint on why baseball is a team sport.
That's
like
a great point.
Show them that.
That's a great point.
Because, I mean, clearly you could put, you know, two of the greatest players ever on the same team. And it wouldn't matter if the 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in your lineup stinks.
Let me ask you this. If you were doing a draft right now, and I said to you, you can get any position player in baseball, do you start with Mike Trout? Is he in your top three?
Well, I don't know. I guess that depends on what we're doing, because if we're drafting a franchise to start, I'm not sure I'd pick him anywhere near the top five because he's going to be 30.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I get
like,
it with that.
I'd pick like Tatis and guys like that
in
first.
His prime.
Just for one season, I need someone on a team, you're saying?
You're starting a franchise. I'm telling you, it's an expansion franchise. Let's say in Trout's prime, because Otani's in his prime right now,
sure.
Right?
So let's just eliminate the age factor then.
So, okay, eliminate the age factor. I'm telling you, you get to start a franchise in Champaign, Illinois.
Nice.
A brand new MLB franchise.
Illinois gets a third MLB team in a city of 100,000.
That's awesome.
Okay.
And you have any player, like nobody can protect a player. Is it Mike Trout?
Probably.
And I'm not talking pitchers. Like, sure, take the pitchers out of it.
No, it probably is. Because probably if you Trout. If you think of almost anyone else who's at the top of that list, they don't have as many tools as he does.
Right. I mean, he's a five-star guy.
In his prime, he was swiping like
guy.
40 bases, yes. too. Like, let's not forget. So, you can fire back with, man, Judge would be a hard one to pass up on. You're not wrong.
No.
But he's hitting 250 with 50 home runs. Trout's hitting 310 with 50 home
runs.
And
Trout has done this for 10 years. Is that right?
And he's only been hurt once.
Wow.
He had 1 year where he missed the second half of the year. It might have been last year even.
That's
I think
unreal.
It was. Other than that, he hasn't been hurt.
Okay, so in the same draft, I tell you now, with your second pick, you can take any pitcher. How far down do you go before you take Otani?
Probably a little further.
A little bit further, like 15?
Yeah,
okay,
something like
that. That's fair.
It's not quite as high as maybe you were hoping that the
argument
would make it sound.
Yeah, no, that's true. So arguably you have two of the top 15 or 20 players.
Sure.
In terms of, and you can't make the playoffs.
Yep.
I mean, we're beating that horse.
Because, again, the 5, 6, 7, 8 of their lineup is Tyler Wade.
Yeah.
Taylor Ward, Jared Walsh. I mean, you don't even know these guys.
No.
David Fletcher, Andrew Velasquez.
David Fletcher, I feel like I played against him in high school. Like that kid was from, like, Oakland, Illinois. I guarantee you I boxed out David Fletcher.
They've still pursued others. They added Rendon.
I know.
Who was, like, otherworldly good for the Nationals.
When the Nationals won their World Series.
He's been terrible.
He has been.
It's just so weird. They signed Josh Hamilton. I believe it wasn't the same offseason as Pujols, but it was somewhere near there. And Pujols was fine.
He was decent.
I don't know. I mean, you know him better than I do.
Yeah.
Do you think he anywhere near justified the absurd whatever it was contract that they gave him, which was like 10 years plus another 10 years of having to serve as an ambassador to the team after? I don't think he played that well for him.
I don't either.
I mean, he had some 40 home run seasons.
I think that's why they just basically said, go ahead and go sign with
the Cardinals.
They
waived that. Yeah. Right. But, I mean, Hamilton, too. Hamilton was supposed to be, you know, Josh Hamilton and Albert.
Yeah.
That 3-4 is going to hit you 80 home runs. And, obviously, he had off-the-field issues. He had drinking problems. That fan died when he threw him the ball. And
horrible.
They dove for it. And
that
they fell
horrible.
In it. So, I mean, he had a lot going on.
Yes.
That's sort of out of their control. But just to think that, I don't know. I'm beating a dead horse now.
Goes
but
wrong.
Just nothing is working for the Angels this decade. And now Madden's been fired.
My good buddy Randy did text in and say the Pirates swept the Dodgers.
Oh, they swept them.
Randy Hastings, big Pirate fan. He is the only, I think, Pirates fan.
I stand corrected.
But then they lost. He said they lost 21-0 in a game. So that certainly does not help that plus minus.
Well, when you said the Cubs are minus 13, I thought of that game that they won over the Pirates, which was the 21-0 game that he's referencing.
Oh, that's right.
The Cubs set a record for the number of like singles in a game or something.
I'll tell you a funny story. I was going on a Pekin insurance trip, and when we do these trips, we always do a theme night. So one of the nights was Pirates. And a buddy of mine, Mike Edwards, who lives up in Sterling, Illinois, was like, Lon, let's go complete opposite direction and dress like the Pittsburgh Pirates. And I'm like, that's
I like that, actually. That's a good zig
fantastic.
While everyone else is zagging. Yeah.
So Mike says to me, he's like, the problem is I have no idea where I'm going to find Pirates gear without having to buy an entire wardrobe. And I was like, well, look, I'm set because Randy has. So I call Randy and I'm like, hey, do you think – I swear to you, I went over to the Tuscola office. He had like 18 different uniforms laying out. The cool We Are Family hat, you know, with the big pinstripes circles around the hat. He had like 500 things for me. And I'm like, this is a little bit of overkill in terms of what I need for this party. But it was pretty funny when we walked into the party. Everybody would like look at us for a second and then be like, okay, that's pretty good. That's pretty, because everybody else had the eye patch on.
Yeah, or you dress up like Jack Sparrow or something.
Right.
You guys are walking in Pirates gear.
We were the
that's good. I like
Pittsburgh
that.
Pirates. I liked it a lot. All right, real quick. So in the NL West, Dodgers 2.5 game lead over the Padres. The Giants are slipping a little bit, 5.5 games back there. In the National League East, the Mets, man, 9-game lead now.
They're running away with
they
it.
They are over
I don't
Atlanta.
Know. The Phillies fired Joe Girardi.
Yeah.
The Braves sort of seem to have that post-World Series slump
going
on.
It's kind
of
weird.
They got rid of Freeman. Mm-hmm. Matt Olson's been fine for him, but still.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the Mets have sewed that up.
Right,
but I mean, I don't know. It seems like they're just running away with that division.
They do. They've got that division, right? I mean, Braves 9 back, Phillies 11.5. By the way, Dodgers plus 113, Mets plus 182 on the season. And then in the American League,
the Mets are plus 182 on the run differential?
Plus 82.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, plus 82. Okay. We needed two more runs last
night. We did. They exploded like I expected against.
You called it.
I mean, I said Blake Snell is a bad pitcher now, and the Mets are going to get to him. The problem was I said let's pivot and do home runs because I think that's how they're going to get to him, and it was death by a thousand paper cuts. I think they had like 14 hits in the game.
One guy homer. Was it Escobar?
It was Eduardo Escobar who hit for the cycle.
Oh, wow.
In that game.
Well, good for him. If I would have bet that, I probably would have.
I don't think that's something you could bet.
Oh, well. Yeah, you're probably right.
I guess you could just bet on his total bases because if you think
about
it.
And it wouldn't have happened. If that's four bases four, three, plus three, seven, nine, ten.
Eduardo Escobar to reach base 10, or to reach 10 plus bases.
$5 to win $480,000.
Probably.
And, of course, he would have done everything but single. He would have been walked.
That's right.
The final at-bat, and that doesn't count as a base. All right, in the American League, the Minnesota Twins, 4.5 up on the Guardians. The White Sox, 5 out. They need to start going, but the White Sox minus 56.
That's not good.
That is horrible. I know we're running.
They do have. It's fine. They do have injuries to discuss.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they've had a full roster and have been that bad.
I'm with you.
At the same time, though, I mean, the Twins have looked good.
You and Pipes nailed that. I think both of you guys thought the White Sox would still win that division.
I did. I just thought.
But you thought it would be a lot more competitive this division than I did. But I just feel like the White Sox are just. Letting everybody do that. I mean, they should be running away with this thing.
They did last year.
But anyway, all right, so there's that. In the West, the Astros, 8.5 game lead over the Angels. The Rangers, 9 out. The Mariners, 10 out.
Mariners have been a little bit of a disappointment
to me.
They
have.
I don't think I was over-expecting them to. You know, I had higher expectations than I should have.
That's fair.
But they add Jesse Winker. They add Suarez. They add Robbie Ray, who's been really bad for them out of nowhere. And they've got those young guys, Julio Rodriguez, Kelnick, you know. It seemed like they were going to maybe be the fun young team that doesn't really know what they're doing and manages to get their way into the postseason, but it's one of those, well, that was a good starting year.
You think Seattle would be a team that would partake in trade deadline? Like Robbie Ray?
Oh, definitely.
Well, I mean, could the Cardinals get him?
Oh, you mean selling?
Yeah, selling, I mean.
I don't know.
I mean, you're 12 out.
Their guy.
Or 10 out, excuse
Their GM
me.
Loves to trade, but it's usually for acquisition.
Well.
So.
That'd be interesting to add Robbie Ray to a...
He's been terrible, though.
I know, but maybe another...
I know, but I
But you're right, and the money he makes.
His velocity
makes a lot of
money. Is way down, and his ERA is 5-something. Jeez. So I don't know.
And then in the East, to finalize it, the Yankees 7 up on the Blue Jays, 8 up on the Rays, who the Cardinals play tonight, Red Sox 11.5 back, Orioles 17 back, who play the Cubbies tonight, Yankees plus 102.
Two best teams in baseball are the Mets and the Yankees, which
that's
not
true.
Something I would have anticipated saying at all.
I know. It's crazy. But, hey, the cool news for the Cardinals, again, only a half game back of the Brewers. I don't know who the Brewers play tonight. I need to look.
Phillies. They've got the Phillies at home.
Okay. Good time for the Phillies to get hot.
Yeah, they had the fire your manager and then sweep the series after he was fired.
Oh, they did sweep a series?
They did. So it was sort of like, take that, Girardi. They have the easiest remaining schedule in baseball.
Oh, wow.
Someone tweeted that.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see some sort of
make a run
fake narrative come out that Joe Girardi was the problem and now they're winning all their games, even though maybe it had nothing to do with him.
Well, 11.5 back of the Mets, so they're not going to win the division, but who knows about wild card.
But with, you know, 7 postseason spots up for grabs.
Oh.
I mean, hell, the Cardinals were 71-69 with 4 weeks to go in the season last year and then finished with 90 wins.
That's crazy.
So...
That's just crazy.
Can't count anybody out yet.
It's crazy. All right, not good news for Bears fans. There's a guy that wants to finish his career in a certain uniform. We'll touch on that next. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. We're on the cusp of setting the new record for longest segment, although I think it's like 48.
Yeah.
And we're only at 44, so yep. We're doing okay.
So we have really what we have here is a fork in the road where we either need – because we've been doing this for 44 minutes, to talk for another 3 minutes and set it, or we need to just get out because this really isn't worthy of setting the
record. I'm ready for a break.
Okay. All right.
You know why? Because I've got my tennis shoes on, which is fine, but I'm needing my flips on. I need my reefs.
Got it.
What is the one pair of shoes that you can't do without?
I just have a pair of Nike tennis shoes.
That are just
If the basement's flooding, I throw them on. If I'm going outside, yeah. I throw them on.
For me, it's my reefs.
That's fine.
My sandals. They are awesome.
I just can't use sandals as universally as I would use tennis shoes.
No, that's fair.
So I put the tennis shoes over them in terms of
versatility. Of course, I mow in sandals. And people are like, really? You're not supposed to do that. But I'm like, oh, whatever. Here I am. I'm still 10 toes. All right, 359-2255. That's how you get in touch with us. Again, we're off a little bit early next hour as the Cardinals and Rays play tonight. I can't remember the pitching matchup, and I looked at it. I'll look at that. I'll effort that. Seemed like I was going to effort one other thing. Was it something to do with ballparks? Was it Boog Powell in right field?
It was. It was the Orioles. It was...
Seemed like there was something. I'm like, I'll look that up at the break.
It was Ventura, and it was something about that intern that told them to move. I don't know.
We've talked long enough that I've forgotten now what I was supposed to look up.
That means it's time to take a break.
It is time to take a break. It is the drive.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it's important to work with experienced agents. Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor Teams at RE/MAX Realty Associates have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor Team at RE/MAX. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
Illini fans, take the opportunity to head down to Game Day Spirits' Green Street location this summer and shop their awesome selection of Fighting Illini merchandise. While you're there, shop some of the awesome buy one, get one free t-shirt designs, as well as their Nike section and so much more. Take advantage of their 13 Thursday deals, 20% off select sweatshirts, and or buy one, get one 50% off hats every Thursday this summer. Shop with them at the corner of 6th and Green, Campus Town, Game Day Spirits. Where Illini fans shop.
It's time to travel again. Hi, it's Stevie J inviting you to join us for a travel meeting at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign, June 9th, beginning at 4:30. We'll recap our remaining trips for 2022, including an incredible cruise through Norway, Iceland, and Scotland. And also the Viking River cruise on the Danube, Arkansas, and we'll detail our exciting new trip planned for the end of September entitled Great Canadian Cities, and a lot of rail travel on that one. That'll be with Mary Beth Kurosik. So join us Thursday, June 9th, 4:30 in the Alma Mater Room at the iHotel and Conference Center in Champaign. We'll talk travel again, and you can dream about these incredible destinations that you can take part in. Just go to steviejtravel.com. That's steviejtravel.com for details on all our planned trips. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage, 217-367-3942.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Gold Jr. Catch Lonte and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Drive ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Trevor Valise, Derek Piper on assignment. Want to let you know about Game Day Spirit. Well, the good news is you know all about them. GameDaySpirit.com is how you find them on the web. Two locations, Neal Street and, of course, Green Street. And, you know, they got everything, including those baby blue Illinois baseball jerseys, which
pretty sweet.
I think are pretty sweet. So, and of course, if you need anything to get ready for tailgate season, this might be the time to go do it. They always have great deals on t-shirts.
They've got the buy one, get one t-shirt thing going.
And it's just one of those where, like, the well, you know how it is with guys. Like, you and I actually went and bought a couple of t-shirts not knowing we were doing it.
I did. I went on a Fat Guy Kohl's t-shirt run. I just got like 4XL, super soft, very large t-shirts.
That's perfect because you got to have that when you're doing the show. You know, you got. But there was one. I was looking at my t-shirts one day, and I'm like, okay, Lon, honestly, like these things could walk out of the room. They're so old, or they have holes in them. So I went to Game Day one day and just bought like 4 t-shirts. I'm like, and they were like, I spent like $28 on 4 t-shirts somehow.
And the ones that are part of the buy one get one.
Mm-hmm.
Are not, you know, some of the, and I'm not just saying this, I mean it.
Yeah.
Some of those places when they do the, you get one for free, it's like a very subpar,
exactly,
cheap version, exactly, of the thing that you're buying. The selection of the free t-shirts to get with the buy one are just as nice.
They are.
As the ones that you're buying.
And you're unique. Like if maybe you want a volleyball shirt or soccer or something, I mean, you can gather that in. So yeah, that's one of those cool things. So Game Day Spirit, check them out, GameDaySpirit.com. U of I Line and Lake text line, Craig said, who would play Jason Hayward in the movie? I don't know my actors well enough.
Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah? Yeah?
I don't know, though, because if you're Michael B. Jordan, you need to have one of the lead roles in the movie. And is Jason Hayward really going to have the lead role in the Cubs movie?
They're going to show him,
I mean,
for 1 minute. And what they're going to do is they're going to, all of a sudden, it'll be a close-up of his face talking, hey, guys, we have a chance of a lifetime, and they slowly fade away. Like, it's just, it's all of a sudden becomes a really long shot of all the Cubs hanging around, and then it slowly, you just hear the crowd, and you don't even hear him talking anymore. That's the only role the dude's going to have in the play.
I just don't think.
Or the movie.
I don't think he can be a huge actor.
No.
Because I don't think Hayward's role will be that big in the movie.
Nobody's wasting their time.
Zac Efron is Chris Bryant, 100%. Yeah. They look almost identical. That's an easy one.
Who did you say? Oh, Morgan Freeman. Now, granted, he's old, but how cool would it be if Morgan Freeman was the guy that gave the speech?
They just bring in like a 92-year-old Morgan Freeman and dress him up in a Cubs uniform for the speech.
I can't do a Morgan Freeman, obviously.
Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman's got one of the coolest voices ever, but it'd be cool if he like was the guy doing the Hayward speech.
He and James Earl Jones both probably have the two best narrator voices I've ever heard.
That and Kris Kristofferson.
They're both almost 90, and they're both still doing it.
Incredible.
James Earl Jones is in the new Star Wars show as Darth Vader, and he sounds great.
Lindy texted in a picture of his dudes. Hey, dude, shirts or shoes. I've got a pair of those. I wore them today at the office. Those are extremely, extremely comfortable. You can call me Sal, said Urkel.
Mm.
And Craig said Chris Rock. There you go.
Well, hey, it won't be Will Smith, I'll tell you that much.
Have you seen the Budweiser commercials with Wayno and Yachty?
I have.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I think that's pretty cool. All right, before we get out of here, so there's a football player that says he's just going to go ahead and retire in the same uniform. And if you're a Bears fan, you're like, well, of course. Of course he'd be there his whole career. Aaron Rodgers said Tuesday he doesn't know how many more seasons he'll play, admitting the 3-year, $150 million contract extension he signed shouldn't be an indicator, but he does know where he will finish his career. It'll be in Green Bay. Did you believe at all last year when all of that was going on that he would not be back in Green Bay? Not for one second.
No, I didn't.
Exactly.
Now, I thought it was interesting that they basically ponied up to get him back on this shorter, huge deal. Mm-hmm. And then Davante Adams immediately gets shipped off to Las Vegas.
Oh, I know.
I mean, that was very strange. And I thought there was a sliver of hope for Derek, I, and other Bears fans. There was a sliver of hope for like a few days that Rodgers, you know, there was a tweet that Rodgers hadn't inked the new deal yet when Davante got traded. And I was hoping that maybe that would upset him so much that then he said, okay, never mind. I'm done. But no.
He didn't, did he, at all?
I was hoping you'd say Jared Goff when you said there's there's an NFC North quarterback who's not moving.
That'd be perfect with Detroit.
I'd be fine with that. But.
Cardinals, Rays, 6'10", is your first pitch. Jeffrey Springs.
He's actually been really good.
Has he been good?
I added him in fantasy, so this is why I know this. He's been extremely good.
2-2 with a 1.88 ERA, 40 strikeouts in 38 innings. So he has given up 5 home runs. But still pretty solid for him. Dakota Hudson coming off his best performance. We'll start for the Cardinals. Hudson 4-2, 2.96 ERA. He's struck out 28 in 51 innings, but he's also walked 24. He's given up 4 home runs. Here's the lineup for the Cardinals. Tommy Edman will lead it off and play second. Goldie is at first. Arenado at third. Albert Pujols in the lineup DHing. Tyler O'Neill, who they activated today. I know Wade had sent that in earlier. On the U of I line and lick text line, Tyler O'Neill immediately in the lineup in left field, Bader in center, Yachty catching, Sosa at short, and Brendan Donovan, you can't get the guy out of the lineup, will start and hit ninth and play right field. Donovan hitting 319. Tyler O'Neill now at 195. We'll see what he can do coming back off of.
What was his injury?
Tyler O'Neill hurt his shoulder.
His shoulder.
Yep.
Probably not a great thing for a power hitter who was struggling to hurt their shoulder, but I guess it was minor enough that...
Yeah, no, I agree.
Now he's back.
The 217 said, Lon, do you own any of those shoes with the toes built in? No, I was actually in Peoria for baseball this week, and I saw a dude with those on, and I was like, no, I'm not talking to you. They're just creepy.
It is weird.
They're weird. I'm sorry if you own a pair. Sorry.
It is weird.
I'd rather have sandals than a hey dude. That's what I'd rather have. So, all right. So, Cardinals baseball coming up next. Cardinals and Rays. Cubbies play the Orioles. And what'd you say? Brewers and Phillies.
Brewers and Phillies in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's it.
That's it.
We're going to see you tomorrow.
I guess we will. Derek will be back. He's at
that's right.
He's at the Rockford Illini tailgate
tour. That's what it is.
And it's Chester Frazier, Jeff Alexander, and Josh Whitman.
Oh, wow.
And he's trying to get us some audio with those guys.
That'd be awesome.
Hopefully when he's back tomorrow, we'll have some interviews with Chester, Jeff, and or Whitman.
Maybe they won't do it in the wind.
That'd be nice.
That's all I'm asking.
I think it's an indoor event, so that'd be nice.
Do it inside. That'd be great. All right, we're out of here. It is the drive.